It sounds like when you were young, you lived both places, Tulsa and here in South Carolina.
Yes.
So you had the privilege of being both places.
Yes. We used to make that long drive back and forth. And my mother was wonderful. She loved to drive. We would stop in Memphis and then in Chattanooga. We had a big old Packard. I had everybody all loaded up. We got to the famous hotel in Memphis. I've forgotten the name of it, but they had ducks in a pond in the middle of the hotel. I just thought that was fantastic. I used to try to go swimming with the ducks. It's funny, you remember silly little things like that.
Yeah.
But my mother was great. During the war, she formed something called the Women's Motor Corps. The Germans were torpedoing things right offshore of South Carolina. So my mother organized this group of women, and they all had flashlights. They would go and check all around the town and make sure there were no Nazis. She was the leader of all of that. Gasoline was very hard to come by during the war. And they also got special gasoline to drive soldiers back and forth to Camp Jackson, Fort Jackson it was called then, in Columbia, about 30 miles away. She did her share for the war effort.
You really are known as an Oklahoman and as a South Carolinian.
Yeah.
You were chairman of the Metropolitan Tulsa Chamber of Commerce, the Oklahoma State Chamber of Commerce and Industry. You were inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame in 1988.
Well, you've done all your homework.
I have. Your cousin John would be proud. I did my homework. That's what he wanted people to do, didn't he? And you were inducted in 2002, the South Carolina Business Hall of Fame. So it must be nice to have both states honoring you because you did so much for both. Yeah. You're a member of Augusta National Golf Club?
I'm still a member.
You played golf there?
Oh, I did. I won two tournaments there, member tournaments. I was a good golfer, but those were partnership tournaments, and I had a different partner in each of the two tournaments. There's one of the silver trophies over there.
Oh.
Augusta's an amazing place, and I'm taking Joe Jr., who's a professor at the University of Tennessee, and Margot, my stepdaughter, who lives right down the street here. She's a very good golfer, so Terry and I are taking them over there 2 weeks from now. I'll only be able to play a hole or two, but the kids, they'll play 36 holes a day for 2 days.
That's great.
Love it.
Were there any that might have golfed at Augusta that you would have golfed with? Any names that we might know?
Well, I knew lots of CEOs of businesses that we did business with that were members at Augusta. President Eisenhower was a member, but that was before my time. Kennedy or Nixon played there as guests of somebody. But Eisenhower was the only one that I remember was an actual member.